charges upgraded. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The husband of a Massachusetts woman who has been missing since New Year's Day has been charged with her murder.
Brian Walsh stared blankly in court. Walsh shaking his head once as the prosecutor described a series of disturbing Google searches he allegedly made on his son's iPad the morning his wife Anna was last seen. Other Google searches included how to dispose of a dismembered body. Prosecutors say the searches began days before Anna's disappearance. Anna's body has not been found. Investigators did manage to recover 10 trash bags discarded outside of Brian's mother's home, containing numerous blood-stained items matching Anna's DNA, like a bloody Tyvek suit. Prosecutors say surveillance video captured Walsh purchasing a similar suit at a Home Depot.
Fox's Brian Yenis. A $10,000 reward's been offered for information leading to the arrest of the suspects in the deadly shooting of six members of a Central California family, including a 16-year-old mother and a 10-month-old son. The Tulare County Sheriff's Department says two members of the family survived and they are cooperating. Top Ukrainian officials among those killed in a helicopter crash outside Kyiv.
14 people are dead, including one child, and at least 25 others are wounded or hospitalized after an emergency services helicopter crashed into a kindergarten on Thursday outside of Kyiv. Preliminary investigations suggest it was a pilot error in the fog. Investigators say they're not ruling out Russian interference. Ukraine's interior minister, his first deputy, and state secretary are among the dead.
Fox's Alex Hogan. The Supreme Court has rejected a bid by New York gun retailers to block new gun control laws, which they argued violated their Second Amendment rights. There were no noted dissents or explanations from the justices for the decision. The lead attorney for the gun retailers telling Fox News Digital they're disappointed. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The family of a California man wants answers after he died while on vacation in Mexico.
33-year-old Orange County public defender Elliot Blair was at the Los Roques Resort and Spa just south of Tijuana over the weekend to celebrate his first wedding anniversary with his wife. Mexican media reported that Blair was intoxicated and died after falling from a balcony, but the lawyer's family is not buying that. His loved ones say they have extensive legal training in criminal law and that they wholeheartedly believe Blair was a victim of a brutal crime. They say officials have given his loving wife multiple versions of what happened. The lawyer's family says they're going to conduct their own investigation with a private firm and independent forensic pathologists to get answers.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Students at the University of Texas at Austin will no longer be able to use TikTok on the school's network.
Telling students in an email it is complying with a directive from Governor Greg Abbott banning the app, which is owned by Chinese tech firm ByteDance, on government-issued devices.
I think it's dumb because you can just like turn off your Wi-Fi and connect to your own cellular data, so you're going to have access to TikTok regardless of this ban.
Student Amy Salmerin tells Austin's Fox 7 News people aren't going to stop using the app while others support the ban.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has awarded $100 million for beach erosion projects and other restoration efforts in 16 coastal counties damaged by Hurricanes Ian and Nicole. The money's part of a package approved by state lawmakers during a special session in December that focused on property insurance. After the storms, Hurricane Ian, a Category 4 storm, made landfall in the southwestern area of Florida in late September and tore across the state, causing widespread damage. Hurricane Nicole then hit in November, making landfall on the eastern coast of Florida. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.